This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly and with me is League One and betting expert Steve Wiss. Steve, first of all, how did you get on last week with our first show, your picks?
Yeah, I think it was a mixed week, Rob. The best bet of the week came in with Monaco. That's the most important one. So that was good. There was a strong both teams to score pick with Bordeaux, Angers. Couple of matches I was disappointed with, certainly Brest's performance against Strasbourg, very, very poor from them. And then the PSG match, I've got to be honest, I got it completely wrong. They went 2-0 up and then just completely let it slip against Troyes to draw 2-2. So the parlay was let down by PSG and also Lyon earlier in the day, incredibly. So yeah. the two most dangerous picks actually won in it. And then the dog was a correct score, Marseille 2-1, but they actually won 3-0. So I got the amount of goals right. At least. So it was a mixed week. There were some good things and some bad ones.
So away it goes, isn't it? Okay, so we got 10 games this week. We only had 8 on the previous show because we had the 2 games carried over because of the cup final. A couple of notes before we get going. Penultimate weekend in France. All 10 games are taking place at the same time. So that's 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, the 14th of May. And we're recording this before the midweek fixtures, aren't we, Steve? The two Wednesday games that are carried over because of the cup final.
Yes, and I think that's important to note that we don't know the results of those matches. So, there'll be times I refer in this podcast video to if that happens on Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera. So really important to check the results of those two games because they are significant at both ends of the table.
Yeah, Nice and Tétien and Nantes versus Rennes, the game's being played after the time of recording. But let's start with Rennes against Marseille. Massive game. How are you feeling about this one? Of course, Marseille looking to secure Champions League football.
Yeah, I actually think Rennes are probably going to win the game, Rob. I think this is actually a battle between one of the best home teams in the league against the best away team. Marseille have the best road record in Ligue 1 by a country mile, actually. And miles better than anyone else. They do travel well. And that's probably the thing that would put me off from actually kind of giving Rennes as a main tip. But whatever happens in this Wednesday match for Rennes, they're going to need to win. Either to stay in contention for the Champions League spots or to kind of guarantee themselves a Champions League position. But they're really incredible at home. They have an amazing offense at home. 48 goals they've scored in home games, and they've netted so many since the start of 2022. The one prop bet that I really like in this is actually Martin Terrier to score a goal, at least one goal. That's at plus 170. And this looks a tremendous price. He scored at least a goal in 9 of his last 11 Ligue 1 games, 21 goals this season. He's a scoring machine. So if they do score, it's probably going to come from him. So that looks a good bit of value in this game, I would say.
And Marseille with quite a few injuries, you were keen to flag, Steve, as well. I mean, Rennes in relatively good shape. Yeah.
That's the problem with Marseille. They're missing players. Payet is ruled out for the rest of the season. He's the key man. Looks like Bamba Dien could be out as well. There's a few others. And Rennes are getting players back. The goalkeeper, Alfred Gomez, back in goal is huge for them. And I don't think at this stage they're going to have any suspensions unless someone gets sent off against Nantes, which could happen. It's a feisty derby, so do check that. But I would lean Rennes, but you've got to respect Marseille's away record. So I think the Terrier to score anytime is probably the best selection for the game if you're going to take anything.
Match odds themselves, Rennes plus 100 to win, Marseille plus 240. Okay, let's move on to our next game. Strasbourg versus Clermont. Huge win for Clermont last week against Montpellier, that 2-1 victory as they look to stay in Ligue 1, of course. And Strasbourg enjoying their best season in more than 3 decades. Kevin Gamero's scrappy goal won it against Brest at that game that you mentioned earlier in the show. How are you feeling about this one in Strasbourg, Steve?
I think you've got to say fair play to Strasbourg. I mentioned last week how they missed a lot of defenders for that match in Brest. But they limited Brest to just 2 shots on target, and I think only 7 shots overall, partly maybe because Brest weren't that bothered. But when you're missing players and you come up with that sort of defensive performance, I think you've got to say fair play. It clearly shows they are up for the fight and they want to finish as high as they possibly can. They could still finish in the Champions League places, technically, Rob. So
it's just crazy, isn't it? It's crazy, yeah.
They just got to keep winning matches. And I think, I mean, I like Clermont as a club, respect what they do, but I just think there's a gulfing clash between these two teams and Strasbourg. I do expect them to win, and I'm really strong on them here this week. And yeah, you can back them straight on the nose to win at -210, but I prefer taking an Asian handicap -1 pick here at a bigger price. And basically, if they win by exactly one goal, you'll get your money back. So nothing lost, but I think they can win by two or more goals in this fixture. So Strasbourg on the -1 Asian handicap, -127 price. I just think they are a significantly better side than Clermont right now.
Yeah, that seems better value than the match odds themselves. Strasbourg -210 and Clermont +500. Okay, let's go to Saint-Étienne versus Rennes. Nothing really taking your fancy for this one.
Tough game. We don't know the result of Nice-Saint-Étienne on Wednesday night. If we go by the odds, then we would probably expect Nice to maybe win that game. So this is a far more winnable fixture for Sante. Rams, I said before, they're just one of them awkward sides. If they're in a good defensive mood, it could be hard for Sante to break them down. And I would lean slightly to the home win, but -118. They wouldn't be this price if it was a normal stage of the season. They just wouldn't. They're only this price because they supposedly have to win the game and need to win the game, and Rams don't need to win. So you're in dangerous territory. Sometimes teams in this position do win. And if I had to stick my neck out, I would say maybe 1-0, 2-0, the home win. But it's just too short a price for me, Rob.
Yeah, and they go to a sixth place in Nice on the Wednesday night before the game. So that will obviously, as Steve's already mentioned, have a factor on that one. Metz versus Angers. Now, Metz keep giving up these two-goal leads, but then they did win last weekend against Lyon, despite Moussa Dembélé's best efforts to salvage something for Lyon. And it's a big game for this one because you're keen to flag that they've got Paris Saint-Germain away final day. So, what are you thinking?
You know what? I've got a feeling they might win again, Rob. It's crazy. This might be like London bus syndrome. You know, you wait so long for one win and they get a second one straight away because Angers, they're just not that good. They're not a very good team at all.
I
mean, they won last week against Bordeaux, but who isn't beating Bordeaux right now? And I think they might feel they're safe, and they might be officially safe if the result in midweek goes in their favour. So they might have nothing to play for here. So Metz, this is the last chance saloon. And you know what? If they win this, why can't they go to Paris and get something? Because PSG don't seem always that bothered sometimes. So I've got a feeling that Metz can win, but you can't trust them, can you? It's just...
No.
You just can't. There's certain teams in world football that there's no way you can, it would feel comfortable betting on them. He's +108. At least it's plus money. There's something, but it's still very skinny. So I can't be taking them.
Yeah, Metz, as you mentioned, +108. Angers, +220. The tie, +265. No Buffal for Angers as well for that one. Let's go to Monaco versus Brest. Monaco on an unbelievable tear at the minute. They've won 8 games in a row. And if you haven't seen it, if you've got a moment, get on YouTube, see the 2 goals scored by Aurélien Tchouaméni last week in that 2-1 win at Lille. Just unbelievable strikes. His second even better than the first. It's no surprise, really, that he's the most talked about midfielder coming out of France right now. So they host Brest. Locked in mid-table, lost that game to Strasbourg. You've got to be all over Monaco here, Steve. Is there any value to be found, though?
Yeah, I am all over Monaco here. And to be honest, Aurélien Tchouaméni, he bailed me out big time last week. They were my pick of the week. I didn't think they played that well. But it was one of them games where sometimes you just got to do what you need to do, get the 3 points. And he was in the spotlight. And sometimes players freeze when they do that, but he wanted to put on a show and demonstrate why he's highly sought after with 2 good goals. But they should be beating Brest easily. I was very disappointed with Brest last week. I think they've mailed it in now, I've got to be honest. They had a very favourable matchup against Strasbourg. So why are they going to be that bothered down here on the south coast against Monaco? Skinny price on the nose, but I'm looking at the Asian handicap market again. I'm looking at a -1.75 handicap. So 1¾ handicap. It's a big handicap. I don't normally like taking these, I've got to be honest. So for this pick to fully win, I need Monaco to win by 3 clear goals or more, but I will win half of the pick if they win by a 2-goal margin, which is far more manageable. So I think that it brings the 2-0 scoreline into play. I could see this being 3-0 or 4-0, Rob. I think it should be very, very easy.
Has your pick been influenced by how blunt Brest looked against Strasbourg last weekend?
Definitely. Like, if they really should be scoring at least once last week, if not more, and they're not going to see much of the ball here. They're locked in mid-table, as you mentioned. They've nothing to play for at all. Monaco, I mean, they're just flying 8 wins in a row. They're going to win the game. I mean, the frustration here would be, from a betting point of view, if they win by exactly 1, then I'm going to be losing on this minus 1.75 handicap. But I think they score. I mean, you can look at combining Ben Yedder to score as well for them. He's been in great form, 21 goals this season, scored in 5 of his last 8 games. Could see him netting. So, but this should be Monaco and cruise control. Get the result they need and win very, very easily.
Yeah, Monaco are third in the standings at the moment. Rennes playing on the Wednesday against Nantes, of course, can go level on points with them prior to recording. Let's go to Paris Saint-Germain then. They're away at Montpellier. Now, I've seen all week pictures of all the PSG players on holiday. I think Messi's in Saudi Arabia. Neymar was back in Barcelona. I think Ashraf Hakimi was in Madrid with Kylian Mbappe, which got people talking. I mean, that, you know, you've pointed out here, 3 draws in a row. Are they phoning it in, and does it make them a difficult team to get involved with really in the markets at the moment?
It does a little bit, Rob, yes. I got burnt on them last week, no doubt about it. But I was only 1 goal away really from landing. And Mbappe, the frustration with Mbappe was he got injured. They were given a penalty, but he wasn't fit enough to take that penalty. And then he came back on and wasn't quite right. But look, team selection could be dodgy here. Neymar is suspended. We know that definitely. Kimpembe is suspended as well for PSG. Now, I don't know who's going to start, but I think Mbappe, look, there's been a lot of talk this week, you know, with Haaland's move to Man City. I think Mbappe might want to put on a show if he's allowed to. And kind of make people remember that he's up there as well as one of the best players in the world. And I think he plays better without Neymar as well. So I think he could have a big game down here. Montpellier, the problem is they're just in a shocking form. They've really, ever since the turn of the year, they've been awful. And I think even the PSG reserves could turn them over quite big, really. Put a couple of youngsters in who might want to prove a point. Montpellier have got injuries left, right and centre. I expect PSG to win pretty simple. And I'm going to go for it again. I'm going to back them over 2.5 goals that just for PSG to score in this fixture. I think they will do it. If I get burnt again, I get burnt again. But I think they're almost better away from home, actually, Rob.
OK, so Paris going into that one off the back of 3 draws in a row, having already, of course, wrapped up the league title. 4 games to go. Let's go to Troyes versus Lens. And for you, there's no pick here.
Do you know what? If I knew that Troyes still had something to play for, I would almost consider them for a dog here because they were really good in their last match at home to Lille. But they might be safe and nothing to play for. Lens are battling hard for Europe. At this point in time, I just can't recommend anything. I think it's going to be a tough game to predict. Could end absolutely anything.
Lens still battling for European football. The prices for this one on the on the game itself, Troyes plus 220 for reference, Lens plus 115, the tie plus 250. Let's drop down to Nice versus Lille on paper. A really good looking game, and you'd be heading towards Nice, I understand, Steve, for this one, definitely. given Lille's rotten form of late.
Again, I would love to know the result of the match on Wednesday evening, Nice against Santé, and how things go from there, but I just don't like Lille at the moment. This would be a fade of them. They're in poor form. They've got several suspensions for this game. Botman, Sanchez, Andre. Although Thuram is going to miss this game for Nice, I think. And he's been important for them in the middle of the park. But look, this is Christophe Galtier against his old club. Lille, let's talk about their manager might get sacked. It would be kind of fitting, wouldn't it, if Galtier sacked his successor. So they've been poor, Lille, and you know, at this point in time, the Nice price is a little bit on the skinny side, but I think you could do worse than back them, really. They should win the game. This feels like a sort of 1-0 2-0 sort of Nice win. Minus 129, there's just about enough value there, I think, to warrant backing them just because Lille are so poor.
Yeah, Nice minus 129 for the win. Anyway, Lille plus 320, the tie plus 280. I feel a lot of these Lille players probably just need to move on, like Botman and Renato Sanchez, who you mentioned are out of the game anyway. I mean, maybe it's just gone a little bit stale. I also read that Lille at the moment are on for the worst title defence in Ligue 1 history after the 2-1 loss to Monaco. Okay, Bordeaux, Lorient. We've got Bordeaux, bottom of the table, absolutely rotten this season. Lorient, not great on their travels.
No. They could be down Bordeaux by the time this kicks off. They might be relegated. And if they already are, then they could be all sorts of fan protests and everything. The atmosphere will be terrible. There was a situation in a Ligue 2 match at Nancy a couple of weeks ago where their fans just stormed the pitch their relegation was confirmed and the match got abandoned. Honestly, this wouldn't surprise me if it happened again here because their fans are so angry. But, I mean, for them to be relegated before kickoff, it would require Santé to beat Nice in midweek, which probably isn't going to happen. So I'd imagine this is last chance saloon for Bordeaux. They've got to go for it. Lorient have the worst away record in the division, though. You can't trust them either. Bordeaux with one clean sheet all season. So automatically you think, well, Lorient are going to score at least one goal. So then you're thinking BTTS overs. But you know, Bordeaux might have completely given in totally. So I'm actually not going to take anything officially in this game. But if you are thinking of it, I'm thinking BTTS or goals, things like that. Or Lorient maybe to score at least twice. You could maybe get some juice there, but it is two poor teams against each other.
Bordeaux +143, Lorient +170, the tie +255. And then to our 10th game of match day 37 in Liga, and it is Lyon versus Nantes. Now, Nantes, of course, cup winners last weekend, buoyed by that tremendous victory, and in action midweek as a result of playing in that cup final. First of all, for this game at Lyon, that'll be a major boost, won't it, for them? I just wonder if they'll have been celebrating a little bit.
Yeah, well, that might be a good or a bad thing, I suppose. They've got this big derby on Wednesday against Rennes as well, so there might not be much left in the tank. And yeah, if they kind of had a whole week to prepare for this game, they probably might have been my dog of the week. And they're +575. Lyon's price here is -275. I think you'd have to have a screw loose to be backing Lyon here. There's nothing left really for Lyon to play for now after that. I mean, the cup result wasn't good for Lyon either because I don't think they can get into Europe now. It would take a freak set of results. So the atmosphere is not very good at Lyon. This is what I need from you, Rob, here is a three-sided coin and toss it up and it could end. The result could be anything. It really could.
Well, they lost 3-2 to Metz. We already mentioned how they nearly came back and got something in that game. They've had lots of high-scoring games, haven't they, as well? That 6-1 Bordeaux win, the 5-2 Montpellier, even that 3-0 victory at Marseille. Fartgate. Should we talk about Fartgate very quickly?
Yeah, I mean, we want a bit of a light-hearted thing to end the episode in. And it reversed to a player called Marcelo, who's now at Bordeaux. Might explain a few things there as well. But he was basically left out mysteriously at the end of August in the Lyon squad. No one really knew what happened. It was said for dressing room incidents. And an article came out in L'Equipe today, a big publication in France, that basically he had been farting too much in the dressing room and annoying other players. And it was cited as one of the reasons why he got sacked. So
have you seen Marcelo's tweet? He came out and said, I haven't touched Twitter in like 6 months or something, but I have to come out to deny this. And then Janinho, who is sporting director, right, Liam? Sporting director or something to that effect, then retweeted it, but just put this crazy thing about long, stinky farts with loads of emojis that made no sense. That didn't seem to be like a backing up of Marcelo. So I don't know what impact all this
it refers to. A match they lost 3-0 to Angers early in August. And apparently after the game, he was just laughing and joking and farting and everything. And it was just the last straw for the management, who just said, right, on your bike. Now he's at Bordeaux. I mean, they absolutely stink up the place, don't they?
There we go. That's how we wanted to finish it. Okay, so the price, if you want to get involved in that madness, Lyon -275, as Steve mentioned, and Nantes +575. Okay, quickly, time for our final picks. Best pick of the week. Steve, let's go.
Best pick of the week, Strasbourg -1, Asian handicap -127.
You really talked me into that one, actually, when you were going through it. Okay, dog of the week. What do you feel here?
I'm going to go with a very big correct score dog, and it's Monaco to win exactly 4-0 at plus 10.50.
Oh, okay. And let's have you. We normally have the weekend parlay, so four fixtures, and you're going to give us the price for this one. So you've got a couple of options, I think, here for your parlay.
Look, I've got. I'm going to give you value this week, Rob, because I didn't really give you a proper dog. But I'm kind of going for, I'm calling it the banker parlay. There's no such thing as bankers apart from those who work in banks, but I've called it that. So it's Monaco, Strasbourg and PSG. All of those to score at least two goals. And then Lorient to score a goal. So that plays plus 213, which for a parlay is a little bit skinny, but still not a bad price. Yeah. And then I'm calling this the dog parlay. And that is Wissam Ben Yedder, Martin Terrier and Kylian Mbappe all to score at least a goal each, plus 561. So options there if you want a bigger price.
I like that banker parlay. That feels relatively safe. Steve, great to have your company. One more show to go. So our viewers will be seeing you next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Rob. It's been great as ever.
That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. All prices available at the BetRivers website, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Ligue 1 on the BetRivers Network.